Yeah, I guess it's all about your equipment and how much power you got, I guess. How much money you want to invest in it. I guess you can go simplex and talk quite a ways, but repeaters obviously boost your signal, and it's amazing how it works. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Let me redo that. I didn't mean anything bad by it. I mean, back then, you know, when I was in the stuff, you know, I used to tell my friends, don't bring them 2 meters in the house, you know, you're not a real man unless you can, you know, make contacts far away over the air. But then again, I didn't understand this stuff up here either. Now, I wasn't knocking it or anything. I kind of like this, and it's cool if you think about it, because you can talk, you know, even though you're going through repeaters, you can talk anywhere down into Florida or whatever, depending on what repeaters you're in and stuff like that. And that's pretty cool, you know. It comes out pretty well there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't mean like you were knocking it, but I'm still learning all this stuff. Like I said, you know, I've got the genes of my mom. She did all that stuff back in the day, and I didn't pay too much attention to it, but honestly, I just bought this radio in case of emergency, and I'm thinking about, you know, maybe doing it as a hobby, obviously. So, yeah, I don't know how far these repeaters reach out. I thought it was just, like, you know, in Michigan here. So, yeah, I got a lot to learn.
That's the same here. It's turned into a hobby for me. I mean, I just like getting out and talking on it now and then and stuff. Oh, by the way, the first personal here is Dave. I don't know where my manners is today. But yeah, no, I've heard people talking on GMRS coming out of Florida, you know, through the repeaters. And, you know, you got guys out of Flat Roll, you know where Flat Rock's at. It's still in Michigan. But I'm talking about, you know, I've heard a lot of people come out of Florida. And I think I might have heard somebody in another country, too. It's been a while, but I still got to figure out how this whole repeater system works there, Roger.
Yeah, me and you both. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool to hear. I have not heard. I've let my radio sit on the counter here just kind of monitoring, but I haven't heard anything other than I've heard Sheboygan and then guys like you down in Mount Clemens, but I haven't heard anything other than that so far, so. Apparently, this 8.3 radio has ham band, but I still haven't figured out how to even listen to that yet. So, yeah, it takes time and dedication to figure all this stuff out, for sure. I set it all up and had OD Master software to download, you know, the different repeater sites and that, but I didn't know about offsets and tones and all this other stuff, so it took me a while to figure it out.